Get ready for the podcast. I address anything on my mind, on time, with the lines and the lyrics rhyme. And you know you can press rewind. Podcast, you can talk what you want to say. Here go the microphone, we can talk all day. I got time to listen to your thoughts, feedback. Just let the man talk.
Welcome to the Wolf's Den Podcast, the podcast for gamers, two gamers, and about gamers. And if you guys are listening right now on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Breaker, Radio Public, or wherever you guys are listening to your podcasts from, thank you guys so much. All the way from the United States, Germany, United Kingdom, Japan, Pakistan, Finland, Canada, France, Russia, Romania, Ukraine, Greece, and the Netherlands. Thank you guys so much. I do appreciate that, you guys. Thank you guys for tuning in here, wherever you guys are listening to the podcast, for gamers, two gamers, and about gamers, the Wolf's Den Podcast. Before we actually get into today's main podcast, we actually do have to talk about a little something else. This past week, we ended up having another tragedy here in the United States. In Texas, a 18-year-old gunman shot down and killed 19 students who were between the ages of 7 and 10 years old and two adult teachers. And here in America, I mean, that's becoming a problem because 10 days prior, we had 10 people slain at a grocery store in Buffalo, New York. So, my heart is out there for the families and everybody that was affected, including the community itself. But I am here to take a stand now and say it is time for a change on our gun laws. And too many of these keep occurring, too many opportunities to actually be able to do something about it and actually try and fix the problem, and nothing is being done. So I am taking a stand right now publicly to say we need to actually do something, because this is getting to be ridiculous. It's really hard to actually talk about it, but I am a gun owner. I do have a license for a concealed pistol carry. And I'm also a father of two boys that's 2 years old and nearly 3 months old. And it terrifies me that in a couple of years, my two-year-old is going to be starting school. And, you know, we don't know if these schools are going to be safe, because it can happen anywhere. So if you guys are listening overseas and everything, and you guys do know what's actually happening, then you guys know what the problem is. You guys have harsher gun laws than we do and stuff like that. But the problem is that we can't just take guns away here. We won't, and we shouldn't. But we can definitely make sure that they don't get into the wrong hands from here on out. So my heart goes out to those families. My prayers go out to those families and to the community here. And, you know, it's very sad. Recently, we did have a school shooting here in my home state of Michigan, and I knew the area quite well. And, you know, it affects you. It's tough. So, just going to step away for a second, take a breather, and then we'll get right into everything. So that way, we can talk about Modern Warfare 2 and the leaks, the details, and the rumors that we know of so far here at the Wolf's Den Podcast. So I'll catch you guys on the other side. Alrighty, you guys. Here we are. Last week we talked about Warzone 2 and all the leaks and the details that possibly was in there and stuff like that, but this week we are going to be talking about Call of Duty's annual title. This year it is Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. Now, all the sources that I'm getting everything so far from is from GameStop.com. So with that, you guys, we're going to just go through the article, give opinions, and actually just, you know, see. Let's just talk about it for a second here. So the article starts off with Infinity Ward is leading the development of the next big Call of Duty game, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, due this year. So it kind of strikes me that they're truly going to do a full-on reboot of Modern Warfare series with Modern Warfare 2, or with Modern Warfare 2019 that was a reboot from the original Call of Duty Modern Warfare. This is a reboot of MW2, you know, the one that made Call of Duty what Call of Duty truly is, where everybody fell in love with it and stuff like that. That's the game that I started playing Call of Duty on, was Modern Warfare 2. So, but that's just how it is. They're doing a reboot for the new generation of kids, like how I was. After 2021's Call of Duty Vanguard failed to reach Activision sales targets, expectations are high for the sequel to the 2019 reboot. Modern Warfare 2 promises to be a new era for Call of Duty. They always promise new eras, new this, new that, and they always fail. The game has been announced with a first logo, but we're still waiting for a full and proper showing, which could, which could be coming during Summer Game Fest or one of the upcoming not E3 events, such as the Xbox Showcase. Until then, let's break down the rumors and everything we know so far about this year's return to modernized Call of Duty, including the newly announced release date. So, yes, they already did release a release date for it, which would be in October. So I'm actually looking forward to it all. And, you know, as somebody that does know the social media guy for at Call of Duty on Twitter, he's under a lot of pressure right now because this is also like his most favorite Call of Duty title outside of BO4 and stuff like that. He grew up playing Call of Duty for many, 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 many years. So it's going to be wonderful of a thing for him to see this kind of reboot. So the article continues. Back in February, Activision confirmed Infinity Ward as the developer for 2022's Call of Duty game. Modern Warfare 2019 was a huge success for Call of Duty, so it's no real surprise that Infinity Ward would return to the series for the next release. Activision also officially announced that the title and logo for Modern Warfare 2 on April 28th. The animated logo revealed by the Call of Duty Twitter team meshes the M and the W and the 2 in Roman numerals together, while the included hashtag reads the title as Modern Warfare 2. The logo's animation does offer a subtle teaser as well, which would be Task Force 141 is exactly what it popped up. So much of Modern Warfare 2019 story actually revolved around Captain Price building his historic task force from the original series. So while unsurprising, fans can rejoice that Captain Price has recruited their favorite Modern Warfare characters yet again for another story. And quite frankly, I'm actually excited for it. So it's gonna, Captain Price is just an iconic character, as well as Ghost and stuff like that. So it's actually amazing to see Task Force 141 come back once again, kind of like how it was back in the original day. The article continues. Modern Warfare 2 release date and platforms. An official date for Modern Warfare 2 has now been confirmed as October 28th, which is right in the typical release window COD games usually occupy. So it's actually true that it comes out around that time. I'm also used to seeing it in November. What's actually really, really cool is the article will actually continue on about past gen consoles as well. And it says, as far as what platforms players can expect, reporter Tom Henderson claims that Modern Warfare 2 will arrive on current and past gen consoles, but he suggested that this could be the last year Call of Duty does so. This is pretty standard stuff as developers eventually say goodbye to older platforms in favor of newer, more powerful machines as the install base grows. If true, that means Modern Warfare 2 will release on PS4, PS5, Xbox One, Xbox Series S, XS, and PC, which is very normal. Yes. So I remember when PS4 came out, I wasn't gaming at the time, but I did start to see less and less of the newer Call of Duties and newer games in general not being released on PS3. They were only on PS4s and the newer Xbox and stuff like that. It continues on with maps and other rumors, which is exactly what we talked about last week when it came to the different maps, like Terminal, High Rise, Shimmet, Quarry, this and that. So, it also says how Warzone 2 factors in. In addition to Modern Warfare 2, Infinity Ward is leading the development on the new Warzone experience, which is reportedly going to launch in 2023 after Modern Warfare 2 arrives this holiday. Battle Royale game will reportedly push the formula forward with a new or with a number of new and updated features. One of the systems is an integration feature. And similar to how it works in Rainbow Six Siege, players will reportedly be able to integrate downed enemies to reveal the location of their teammates. Armor vests and gear bags are also coming in Warzone 2, it seems. Bear in mind that this information is all unofficial and subject to change. So, as everything that we talked about last week. The article does continue with the pre-order. Now, this is actually quite interesting. According to Charlie Intel, three editions of Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 have been revealed. There's a standard edition, obviously, cross-gen bundle. So let's say you buy it for PS4 initially, but then you get the PS5. Now you got that cross-gen bundle to where you can actually start playing it on PS5 and not lose any progress, which you wanted anyways, but you can just start playing almost immediately. And a vault edition of the game, which is packed with things like bonus operator skins and battle pass tier skips. Now, this is actually quite pretty fucking cool, actually. The vault edition is said to include the battle pass. So the first battle pass, you get 50 tier skips. So already half of your entire battle pass will be completed right then and there. Red Team 141 operator pack, which means you get Ghost, Soap, Price, and Pharah operators. Now that's actually quite a steal right there. You also get the FJX Cinder Weapon Vault, which is probably a skin or something. You get 10 hours. 10 hours. Double XP and double weapon XP. Now that's a lot of time too. The Ghost Legendary Pack, 12 operator skins and 10 weapon blueprints. And you get early access to the open beta. So, let me get a drink of tea here. Yeah, I'm switching my drink. So, it actually says this. Welcome to the new era of Call of Duty. Pre-order the cross-gen bundle for early access to the open beta first on PS4 and PS5. Activision says in a pre-order deal. Seemingly found in Vanguard's files. So, which means it hasn't officially been released or anything like that. It's only been leaked. This leak not only confirms Activision will continue its ongoing deal with PlayStation exclusive content and pre-order bonuses for Call of Duty, but that the next Call of Duty will still arrive on last-gen consoles. So that's actually pretty cool and good to see, because if the rumors and the leaks are true when it comes to Warzone 2, that they're not going to be on the old-gen consoles, then at least we'll be able to get the Modern Warfare 2 experience, you know, me as a PS4 player. So, I mean, that's still going to be pretty cool, and it's going to be amazing to actually have that still, give everybody still a chance to be able to get the new generation of Call of Duty games. It's a little rough and everything like that. So, especially with the scalpers and everything like that, all across the world, not just here in America. So, why am I going to pay, you know, more than 100% extra on my price and stuff like that? Get like 120% price increase. It's just ridiculous. So if they're going to truly make it a last gen console as well, then, and this is their last time, you know what? Kudos. Thank you guys so much for that. And it shows that Activision is still going to be in full control before Microsoft actually does buy Activision, it looks like. So if that's the case, hey, that's cool, because now PlayStation is still going to get the exclusive content, which, again, I've said before, I think that they need to just get rid of exclusive content for one system versus the others. But it is going to be a shorter podcast, you guys. There's bigger things out there other than gaming, you know, like the intro said, talking about what happened here in America, in Texas, and also Buffalo, New York. My heart still is heavy on that and stuff like that. So I just want you guys to go out there, pray for the families, do what you guys can, love each other, and if you see something, say something type deal. There's a lot of stuff that's still coming out with this one. And again, I am a father too, about to send my 2-year-old to school here in the next couple of years. And so it's a little nerve-wracking and stuff like that to even think about. But the time for change is now. And the fact that our country is being held up by 50 people and our senators, 50 senators are holding America hostage when it comes to this. At this point, as of this recording, I was supposed to record this whole podcast Tuesday, the day that this stuff happened. I'm recording it night before. Currently it is 10:08 p.m. where I'm at. This podcast is going to drop in the next 8 hours. And, you know, I had a lot to think about this, but we're being held up at gunpoint, pretty much, no pun intended, by 50 people in our senators. And they denied today a domestic terrorism bill, and it also included gun policy, a debate, and they turned it down. At this point, if you ask me, and I'm going to start calling it out as I see it, Republican Party is holding America hostage, and the blood of those 19 kids and two teachers are on their hands. So I want you guys to go out there. I don't want to say vote blue, but vote for who's going to do what's right. I don't care if you're Democrat or Republican. You need to vote for what is right and who's going to actually do right. Because it's time for a change here in America. I'm sick of it. With that, you guys, see you guys next week.